Welcome, music lovers, to this week's special edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Yes, it is Christmas week. We're going to begin today's show with a couple beautiful renditions of some Christmas classics. You're going to hear from Chris Potter and Marion McPartlin. Let's listen to that now. Two incredible solo performances of some Christmas classics. We started out that show with Chris Potter and Come All Ye Faithful, and that was followed by Marianne McPartland, just a great pianist, and her solo version of God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen. For those of you who have been listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond for years perhaps, recognize that I play that once a year, every year, on this Christmas week. We're going to continue on with a couple more Christmas classics, and then we'll move on to something else. But let's listen to Pancho Sanchez putting a Latin spin on Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that concludes our Christmas set, finishing up with Ellis Marsalis from the album A Jazzy Wonderland. We heard This Is Christmas. And from a compilation album called Latin Jazz Christmas, we heard Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas from Pancho Sanchez. And in case you missed it, those first two tracks that we heard in the show, Chris Potter and Marianne McPartland, those are from an album called A Concert Jazz Christmas, Volume 1 and Volume 2. I hope you enjoyed that. I certainly do. Not a huge Christmas music fan, but there are a few renditions of these great tunes that I like to play this time of year. All right, we're going to switch things up entirely. I was very happy to hear that West Side Story is being given a fresh new treatment by Steven Spielberg. Not a big fan of musicals in general, but I always loved West Side Story and the score by Leonard Bernstein. So it's in the movie theaters, and I'm not quite ready to go to the theaters. Perhaps they will also release this in a streaming format so a wider audience can see that as well. I happened to see an extended trailer or documentary of the making of West Side Story by Steven Spielberg, and it got me very excited to track down the motion picture soundtrack, and I wanted to play that for you today. So we're going to begin with the prologue, and then Cool, and then the dance at the gym, the Mambo. Thank you.
Live it up and die in bed. Boy, boy, crazy boy. Stay loose, boy. Breeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Go, man, go, but not like a yo-yo schoolboy. Just play it cool, boy.
Thank you.
stay loose, boy. Freeze it, buzz it, easy does it. Turn off the juice, boy. Just play it cool, boy. Real cool.
Great to hear a fresh new version of the Leonard Bernstein classic, West Side Story, from their original motion picture soundtrack, the Steven Spielberg version. We're going to switch things up to a more somber note. Last week was the 9th anniversary of the tragedy at Sandy Hook, where 20 children and 6 school administrators were murdered. One of the victims of that tragedy was Jimmy Green's daughter, Anna. Jimmy Green, a great saxophone player, went to the University of Hartford. He released an album in honor of his daughter. The album's entitled Beautiful Life. We're going to hear Anna's Way, also featuring Kurt Elling on vocals.
pretty dress up clothes to wear, bright bows, cute hair are just a part of her story. Heart so big and eyes so bright, a love that reflects God's glory. She danced and sang and laughed. lots of hugs each day. She loved to pray and thank God for his many blessings. Thoughtful notes for mom and dad. Her love never lacked expressing. Now we'll miss her smile, the way too short.
That's harpist Brandi Younger, also with some Hartford, Connecticut roots. From her album, Somewhere Different, we heard a Grammy-nominated tune for the Best Instrumental Composition in Jazz, and that would be Beautiful is Black is the name of that composition. And before that, Jimmy Green, another Hartford native and graduate of University of Hartford, and his tribute to his daughter, Anna, who passed away in the Sandy Hook tragedy, a tragedy of gun violence in this country. And we heard Anna's Way, featuring the vocals of Kurt Elling from the album Beautiful Life, a 2014 release. We're going to finish up today's show with Chick Corea and his acoustic band, a posthumously released album. The album is simply entitled Live. We are going to hear the jazz standard On Green Dolphin Street, and that'll about do it for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. My name is Ken Laster. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Thank you.
Thank you.